Summer has been officially over for about an hour now, from what I know. According to a strict meteorological definition, it is now the fall season. What I like about the definition is that there is a kind of unity in the world because in every place there are exactly the same number of hours of day and night, no matter where you live. In the next few weeks, the weather might be more like summer and it might be more like winter. But today is a day where we use a scientific definition to tell us what season it is. Without taking this too far, we can see that there are at least two different ways to define the seasons, either by science or by what we experience. Today's gospel passage is a reflection on various definitions of family. We can look at it from the culture of the time of Jesus, from the culture of our time, and third, from what Jesus himself says about family. At the time of his walking in Palestine, the extended family was the first and only way to define a person. To lose one's family or to be ostracized or kicked out of family life was the same as losing personhood or identity. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell about this event when the mother and extended family of Jesus came to greet him. That means that it's important, of course. And they all note, those gospel writers, that the people around Jesus were emphasizing his identity as closely tied to his direct relatives. In our own time, we are seriously struggling, of course, with defining family. There is so much family breakdown and strife that our culture is looking for some way to fill the gaps. And we know that the families that we grew up in or took on as adults have sometimes been positive and affirming of our human identity, and sometimes not so much. This is our experience because brokenness is everywhere. For me personally, today marks exactly 5 years since my father passed away. My father was a good man and he lived a good, long life. But I still miss him every day. I always wish that I could have just one more conversation with him. But I suppose even that would never be enough. But Jesus today is asking me to look beyond even that special relationship to a deeper understanding of family. As a culture, we are redefining marriage and family to kind of fit whatever our desires are. Family is defined by God, though. It is not human-made. But we want to, in our culture today, remake it in our image, which is increasingly disintegrated. But in this passage, Jesus describes family beyond that experience of his culture at the time of his physical life and ours. Family is those who hear the word of God and do what it says. What perhaps they don't fully realize at the time that he is speaking physically, but we should, is that he is that word of God. We are called to hear him and to do what he says, to do what a disciple does. Jesus does not redefine the family relationship like we are attempting to do today. He takes it to the next level. Jesus asks the people of his time on earth to see the natural family as a building block pointing to the larger family of God. He also asks the people of our time not to break the family apart and start over again in our own image, but to consider that God is the designer of family for the building of a kingdom of love, where family members are defined by a relationship with the one who loves without limit and gives himself for his brothers and sisters. Disciples of Jesus form a new family, which is inclusive of those who hear and do the word of God. Jesus is the image of family for us. We might also reflect on Mary and her role. She has a particular role in this family. She is the mother of Jesus and the one who hears the word of God and does it without reservation. It looks in this passage, in all three of those Gospels, it looks like Mary is being put down in some ways, and some people see it that way. But nothing could be further from the truth. Who is more faithful to Jesus than his mother? She was the one who kept him close to her heart. She is the most faithful to that word who is Jesus. She was at the foot of the cross, keeping the word in her heart and acting upon it. We have already been made brothers and sisters to Jesus through our baptism, but today Jesus is asking us to go and be even beyond that, to live out the meaning of our baptism, to hear the word of God, which is Jesus, and to do it, to be what the family we have been made for, to be mother and brother and sister to the Lord of life and to all who are called to be his disciples. It really is a simple task for us today, not an easy one, but a simple one. Listen to him and him alone and ask God for the grace to do what he tells us. This today, brothers and sisters, is our duty and our joy.